the biggest grace and mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His creation, upon the human being, the biggest treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us human beings. If we see normally, we will see around us all of Allah ta'ala's blessings and mercies and His grace. Everything around us is great and important and high in level, but the specific and special high grade mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blessing that I'm speaking about, this is very azim and great indeed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the door of this fadl of Allah ta'ala's grace, all life long Allah ta'ala's doors of His mercies and blessings are open. From morning till evening, from night till morning. But sometimes there are special days and moments and times within which Allah ta'ala sends and gives special mercy, special blessings, special rewards. And this is Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, and the quality of Ramadan, the status of Ramadan is unique. And Allah Ta'ala's fadl, it calls out every moment, every time, and from every place. We can hear this on the earth while we are roaming about. Allah Ta'ala's fadl, His special grace and mercy and blessing in all of the different parts of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has announced and mentioned this fadl, that insan, the human being, is busy in his work, in his pastimes, and occupied, and maybe he doesn't listen to the announcements that are being made. Allah Ta'ala's fadl in the Quran, Allah has mentioned it, announced it, described it. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatun nasuha. O people of belief, O you who believe, O believing men and women, do tawbah from your sins. Repent from your sins. Tawbah. Tubu ila Allah. Turn to your Lord. Repent to your Lord. Ask for forgiveness from your Lord. This is Allah Ta'ala's call, Allah's mercy, Allah's blessing. Continuous call out, continuous announcement. Allah Ta'ala's announcement brings a man back to his original objective. The person's enjoying himself in the world, busy, occupied, lost, drowned. The human being doesn't listen to Allah Ta'ala's call, doesn't understand what Allah Ta'ala is saying, doesn't listen to what Allah Ta'ala is saying. What is the mercy of Allah? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allah. Allah says, turn to me, come back to me. Do tawbah. Do tawbah with Allah. Repent to your Lord. So Allah Ta'ala, when a person does tawbah, Allah says, it shouldn't be a sudden jerk tawbah. No, this is not a joke, you know. This is Allah Ta'ala, He's our creator. He has made the universe, the world. So Allah Ta'ala is clearly warning here that you are doing tawbah with your creator. You are asking forgiveness from your creator. Tawbu ila Allah. Tawbatun nasuh. It should be a solid and firm tawbah. It should be such a tawbah, repentance, that the person's life turns and improves for the better. And the people around him see him and say, oh, is this the same person? Zahir and batin, both should improve. Both should change. If they see his zahiri actions, his external actions, they'll be surprised that, is this the man? He didn't used to look like this. He didn't used to act like this. He wasn't like this. He wasn't a respectful person before. He wasn't humble before. And when he changes inside, they say, is this that same person, the thief, who used to usurp people's rights and oppress them and do fraud with people and eat people's property, and he owes me this much, and he used to make us work and never pay us, he used to take actions from us and never used to give us the money on time or pay us our wages, what our dues were. Such a good person now, he's changed so much. Oh, this is called tawbatun nasuh, the solid tawbah, firm tawbah, permanent tawbah. Not for showing people that zahiri, externally you're showing people that you've changed, and inside is the same. You know, you like, you have the temporary effects of decoration. Externally looks nice, and after some time you see inside there's nothing. Or somebody who dresses up nicely, but within is nothing. So this is the tawbah which is soft. I call this like the beauty clinic tawbah. You know the women, they go to the beauty clinic, they go to the beauty therapist to apply the makeup. When they go inside, when they come out, they look very different. They can compete with the beauty of other people. Suddenly the woman's changed. And the person says, "Oh, she looks very different." And she considers herself to be beautiful. And after a time, the rain drops, and then she's back to what she was before. Back to square one. Allah says, "I don't need this tawbah of the beauty clinic." You know, the temporary makeup tawbah. No, no. Allah says, "Tawbatan nusuh." I need solid tawbah. Permanent diet. If you do the tawbah of the beauty clinic, the makeup artist, then you're trying to deceive your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can somebody deceive the Lord, Allah, the Creator? No, he's deceiving himself. A person who's showing or pretending to do tawbah. So, Allah's blessing and His mercy, He graced that in Ramadan. And this is the essence of Ramadan. Tawbah, the person who doesn't do tawbah hasn't attained Ramadan. Nor is there no fasting, no Quran, no worship, no ibadat. Without tawbah, nothing is attained in Ramadan. And it has to be solid tawbah. As I said, not the makeup tawbah, not the beauty clinic tawbah, the solid tawbah. In Ramadan, we should consider the biggest worship deed. We worship, we read Quran, we pray salah, voluntary salah. On top of this, the top ibadah, the top worship act in Ramadan, highest, top of the pile, is tawbah. And the people who've already done tawbah have to do tawbah as well. Listen to this. The people who've done tawbah, they also have to in turn repeatedly do tawbah. The biggest loss that a person takes is to delay in tawbah. Delay in tawbah. The more he delays, the more he delays, the more he delays. Nafs, desires do not allow him. No, if I do tawbah, I'll have to leave all of those actions. If I do solid tawbah, no, Allah says, this is why Allah says in the Quran, that I know you have few days in the world. Your days are numbered. You won't get the time, opportunity to do tawbah again. So do tawbah in Ramadan now, Allah says, now. Don't waste time, don't delay. Don't think another one will come. Make this the best Ramadan. Make this the good Ramadan. Remember, in such a way that your Ramadan should become a beautiful memory. That we should realize that a person has come out a better person. Even if there's less worship and ibadah, but the person should feel ashamed in front of Allah, that Allah, I am a criminal. I am not a good person. Allah, maghfirat, I need your forgiveness. So, if we see that the angels come down, they give salams to the good people, Jannah is open, Jahannam is closed, and Allah's mercies are raining down from the heavens for the people in Ramadan. And on the other side, our names were all written on the list of Fajir, Fasiq and Mushrik and Zani, and people who commit sins and crimes in the world, who backbite, who lie, who gossip monger, who have malice and envy and hatred. Is that where we want our name to be written? So on the one side we have all of the opportunities, and we don't put our name in the right list and put it into the list of the bad people. Will our name be cut off afterwards? No. If it's written down, the name. Yes. For example, can you have a person who sins and be written in the good list? No. Allah says, if you've done zina with the hand, with the eyes, he's done zina. With the body, he's done fraud. Eaten people's wealth, or pestered people, oppressed people. People are upset due to this person. They don't want to see his face, they run away because he's a bandit. They don't say anything in front of him, but behind his back they speak bad about him. But this person, he's the worst of society. He is a very bad person. In Ramadan, tawbah is waiting for us. Allah's rahmah, mercy, His blessings are waiting for us. And the angels are descending, waiting for the person to do tawbah. So which way do we want to go? Which list do we want our name to go on? The situation is this, that there's like a person, he's the bandit and the criminal and the gangster, and he's in the police station in the morning, and he has to go and present himself. He's on bail. He's a criminal. He has to report himself. He's committed crimes. So what does he do? The police, they say to him, "Oh, this is a dangerous man. He's shaitan. He's evil. We don't trust you. You've jumped bail before, that you'll come morning and evening." No. Let's imprison him indefinitely. We don't want him to run away. There's a person like this. And then there's a person who's free. So let's be free. Just do tubu ila Allah, so we don't have to be imprisoned. So we're not monitored. So our bad deeds are not being written. We become free. Totally free. Imagine a person who's free, who's not in prison. There was an individual. It's in the narrations that there was a register. The sins that were committed, and he had the khawf of Allah, fear of Allah, a little bit in his heart. And that is why it's told to the people, due to the fear, that make a list. Look at this event now, I'll tell you. That we don't have time to make a list. Money, wealth, dunya, children, family, they don't give us time. We say we love our sheikh, we love our teacher, I'm bayah with this sheikh, but we don't listen to our sheikh. The sheikh gives instructions, we don't listen. Everything that a wali Allah says, a sheikh says, is for the islah of the student, for the rectification of the student, for the betterment of the student. We'll say, oh, I've had this sheikh for 50 years. Hazrat, of 30 years, he's my sheikh, and he's my sheikh, and he told me this and that. And let's look in our hearts, what are we in reality? How thawab, we have shunned the thawab, and we have embraced sin. I gave one job, that make a record of your deeds, and I will give extra time and request you to come and see and look over you and give advice. But the person who's honest would do this, isn't it? Imagine. So this is the beauty clinic tawbah that we've done in it. There's somebody who's honest, who has the pain in his heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his khawf of Allah, who says that, yes, this is what I'm here in the world for, and this is what I'm in the world for, this is the journey of life, and I'm going to present it to Allah. Tawbatan nasuh. My sheikh has given me a hukam. How can a person dare? The world can go left or right, and the sheikh's hukam is not fulfilled. 50 years, 60 years, I did the promise to Hazrat, alhamdulillah, the same way today I am steadfast on that promise. I feel ashamed. My heart does not feel that I sit in front of a wali wala and he said something to me and I disobey. And I go against this. If my sheikh says to me, I have to do this, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D. There was no rejection whenever Hazrat Sahib used to say something. What ajeeb, great individuals and personalities they were. And if he knew that this person, my student, is honest, he will practice this. If he's a fraud, a cheat, he wants to deceive the dunya and show people he's something, putting on the libas that he's a wali, a sheikh, and he'll earn the dunya and money, then it'll become easy for him. That's his choice. Yes, he will make his appearance and his external appearance and his attire and show himself to be a sheikh. No. So here, the wali wala, what does he know about fraud and cheating? One word that used to come from Hazrat, not that it was a test for his students, no. He knew that these were genuine people sitting in front. Okay, do this, that's it. He would just say that in a light voice. Okay, do this action, that's it. We'd realize we will do this and there will be barakah on this action because the sheikh has said this. And here, we have to keep repeating and requesting and pleading and reminding me and you, all of us. We're here for tawbah, aren't we? We are here, we've got our attire and our garb and our clothes, and we make our faces look like we're pious to show people. We need to fear Allah. How will people judge us? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allah. Repent for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the effect of tawbah. So we have to recognize a person from the standard. A person who is not sincere with his sheikh, then how will he be sincere with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If he doesn't understand the sheikh's instruction, if the sheikh says don't do this, end of story, that's it. Do this, do this. Don't do this, leave this. And this is called ta'alluq billah, link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called the link and the connection. This is the link we have, isn't it? The connection. And this is called the connection with Allah. And Allah Ta'ala, who has not given a connection to people, in this Ramadan I do dua, I pray Allah, give them a connection to yourself. This is a big, big gift of Allah. The connection. If a person does tawbah and has the connection, all the ibadat, the worship you do in your life, but the top of the list will be tawbatan nusuh. The sincere tawbah. The sincere repentance, the honest repentance. And what is honest repentance? Sincere repentance. How do we know? When the person's sincere with his sheikh, what the sheikh advises, he does. No, okay, Hazrat, I'll try, but you know, it's hard for me. I forget sometimes. It's difficult for me. Astaghfirullah. Is this an excuse? Is this acceptable? This is not tawbah. So there was a man, going back to the example. Now let's see here. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's walis, in their events and their stories, their hikmah, there's wisdom, there's benefit. What did this man do? He used to commit a sin. And a sheikh didn't tell him this. His own conscience told him, he had regret and remorse that I'm sinning. sometimes seeing a woman doing a bad action, lying, going to the wrong place, not doing the right actions, wasting time. What would he do when he committed sins? He had a list, just like I gave you sheets, and I tell you that record the deeds. So he used to write on the sheet, or he used to record his deeds. He used to write his sins down. I've done this sin today, I did this sin today, I did this sin today. Allah's rahmah, mercy, awoke that this man is sincere. Look at Allah's rahmah, awoke. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah came towards him. Good man, good woman. This person's got regret, sadness, desire to do good. That's why he's writing his sins. That today I've did this sin, I've done this bad action, so that his awareness can increase. That I feel ashamed, I will look at the list, I've done these bad deeds. Isn't it? So, in the same way, that's why I request for people to record the deeds. So Allah Ta'ala gave the tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala rahmah came towards him. And Allah, he went and did tawbah at the hands of Wali Wallah. Tawbatan nasuh. The firm, true, solid, permanent tawbah. After doing that tawbah, when the register opened, it was written on the verse, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنًا. That go, all of your sins have been changed into hasanat, into good deeds, and the register of sins had been eliminated and wiped away. Today, if we do the same, we make sheets that lying or backbiting. Where do we put the honest, right, honest account? Oh, my sheikh's gonna know I took people's money, or I lied, or I did sin. So we alter the sheets. But if a person's honest, then Allah's rahmah will come, tawbah will come, it will be accepted. And then Allah says that what happens? All the sins are converted into good deeds. So in the space of shirk comes iman. In space of zina is forgiveness. Yes? In the space where a person was a munafiq and riya, and he had show a pride and show off, will come ikhlas and sincerity. Where a person was committing big, big sins, deeds taking him into hellfire. And in place of that will come the good deeds up to the heights of the mountains. And in turn, not will he get Jannah, but he will get Jannatul Firdaus. Because Allah says, yubaddil. Because Allah says, everything is in my control. Is there anything for me too difficult to do? No, if there's a mushrik today, a zani, adulterer, qatil, murderer, fraudi, fraudster, a person who deceives, where he does tawbatan nasuh, and in Ramadan, then his register of sins will totally be wiped away. And those who record their pens and their inks will get tired, the ink will finish. They will forget what should we write, because he will go towards the good, and Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives hukm. Allah gives the power to change the fortune. So, we're becoming old. Time is dragging. We are looking and walking into our graves, our aziz, our relatives, our relations, blood relations, who we used to sit with, friendship, friends. We have contacts, associates, and they are evaporating like the wind from the world, and we still don't have regret for ourselves. Still then, dunya, dunya, money, money. Status. So rather than having the beauty technician and beauty clinic tawbah, which is just for show and temporary, do tawbah an-nasuh, the angel will come and do salam to that person. If his register of sins is wiped away and eliminated, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ. Allah says, I will change the fortune, I will change his situation and circumstances. سَيِّئَاتٍ. Allah says, whether it's stealing and fraud and dhulam, oppression, and zina and fasad and fitna, a person who argues and quarrels and spoils the environment of the masjid, whatever were the sins written under the title of your name. Allah Ta'ala said, and what tawbatan nasuh? Just you have to bow your heart in humility to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not anything else. That's it. Not loud kalamats and distribute the sweets and mitai. No, no. Tawbatan nasuh. Just humble yourself. Bow your heart to Allah. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bow your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wipe your name off the list of the bad people and put your name on the list of the good people and go towards Jannatul Firdaus. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, it was the time when he was the Khalifa, Allah's rahmah, example. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would go out on ghasht, he would go on a tour regularly. What's going on in the environment, in society? What's good, what's bad? What needs to change and be improved? And he saw there was a person who was an alcoholic. He used to drink alcohol regularly. And Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu was walking in one direction, and he was walking and he had the alcohol bottle under his arm. And he thought, oh, Hazrat Umar is coming. And he said, I'm caught. There's nowhere to hide. No tree, no door, no building, no animal. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu is in front of him. And he knows that Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, Khalifatul Rasul, is coming. He's firm. He's stern. He will catch me. I'm going to get caught. I'm going to get punished. He was lost. Within seconds, he had the regret. And soon as Hazrat Umar is coming closer, closer, he said, I can't even run away now. I've got this bottle of drink in my hand. There's only one thing that can help me. There's only one power greater than him at the moment. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me turn to Allah. Aha. So he's scared, shaking, trembling with his heart. He said, Allah, give me my last chance. Forgive me today. I promise after today, I will leave the bottle, the drink. Please just save me from Umar today, and I will leave the drink. So khawf, when a person turns to Allah with khawf, he said with the depth of his heart, he was sweating, Allah save me. Just save me today from Umar, from this shame, and from the punishment, and from the effect of meeting him. And his voice, his announcement reached to Allah. And Umar radiallahu anhu came and said, where are you going? He knew that this person was a bit doubtful, shaky. What's this under your arm? He said, this is a bottle. What's in the bottle? He said, there's some vinegar. You know, it's sunnah. And we know that vinegar is sunnah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us what's the best food. It is vinegar. Put vinegar on your food mat and mercies of Allah will come. And salt and vinegar are important things. When you start to eat, start with the salt. Put a little bit of salt onto your fingers or hand and just taste it. And then when you finish, finish with salt, something salty. Start with the salty and end with the salty. This hikmah, wisdom. Wisdom. Thousands of illnesses will be wiped away due to this sunnah. Well, thousands of illnesses if you make this habit. And use vinegar in your food. Vinegar is a very important factor in the diet. People are told today, drink vinegar. But look at the cure of vinegar. You know, we see the, you know, have apple cider. Oh, people say it's beneficial. Just the pure apple juice. I've used it myself. And if somebody's ill and somebody's advised, oh, they'll run after it. That today is a trend. Make your faces like this. This actor, he wipes this fluid on his face and he wipes these juices on his face. Is it? Oh, we'll run away to that solution. We'll change our attire, or our appearance and everything. Which is, when we say sunnah, sunnah, no, no, no. This ain't sunnah. I've never heard of this sunnah. This is the hal of the people of Iman. Tubu ila Allah. Turn to Allah. This is nifaq, hypocrisy. To doubt the sunnah, I swear by Allah, the punishments of Jahannam, hellfire, A severe. And that will come after a bit of time. Few moments. Death will come very soon. Become human beings. Allah has given us iman. Don't doubt sunnah. Don't deceive yourself and your life. So, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, show me this bottle. Show me this bottle. Take the vinegar out. And he said, hey, vinegar? There is vinegar. Look, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu took the bottle, opened the bottle and tasted it, and there was vinegar in the bottle. Subhanallah, in place of the alcohol. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِلُوا سَيِّعَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا. Allah Ta'ala says, my kalam is haq. My words are haq. My words cannot get changed. What Allah Ta'ala has written in the Quran will be proven. He said, Allah Ta'ala said, I will change the situation. I will flip it upside down. Because he asked Allah from the depths of heart. But we know, Hazrat, do bayah to me, give me bayah. And but he just wants to show off on top. He just wants to show that he's white and there's black. He's black, he wants to apply the white foundation. But people know, Allah Ta'ala knows that Allah is Khabir and Basir. That boy is this person, he's got nifaq, he doesn't want to change. He wants to increase in the sins. He's not honest and sincere. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala's hukm, order, direction, Ramadan has come. If you do tawbah in Ramadan, good. If you haven't done tawbah in Ramadan, men and women, brothers and sisters, you're wasting your Ramadan. And what is wasting Ramadan? You're wasting your whole life. And there's nothing worse than this. There's no bigger ni'mah than Ramadan. And the quality of Ramadan is what? Tawbah and tawbatan nasuh. And the person who does tawbatan nasuh, a person who sits down and says, I've done tawbah, I've done dhikr, then look back into your hearts and chest. Me, I should look and you should look the same. That the big, big sins, the pending sins on our lists of deeds, we need to cut them out, wipe them out, cross them out with the fadl of Allah. Today is the chance. Let's cut our name off the list of the sinners. Otherwise, we will be living the life like the criminal who's on bail, who has to present himself in the police station every day. And the angel says he's a fasiq, a thief. And he won't be called from the name of a pious person. He does the zina of the eyes. He does zina with his hands. He lies. In Ramadan, the person of iman and does these actions, the month of barakat, of mercy, and the angels are still calling him from the sinful name after Ramadan. It takes a second to do tawbah. 1 second. You just have to turn your heart to Allah. Assign your heart to Allah. Have some shame, remorse, regret after listening to Quran. Bow your heart. And take the khawf of dunya out. Take the khawf of dunya out. After day, what will happen if I do tawbah? What's going to happen then? What will people say? What will happen to my dunya, my life, my job, my career, my ambitions? I'll get loss, monetary loss, dunya loss. Take this khawf out and bring one khawf in. If I don't take my name off the list of the sinners, I am heading towards hellfire. That's it. That's it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Don't waste Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Ramadan has not come to read Quran, to pray Taraweeh Salah. Ramadan has not come for this. Ramadan has come for us to change, to become better human beings. Improve yourself so that far away a person sees you, externally, internally, he recognizes, ah, this is the different person inside. He's rectified himself. He's got nur and sincerity and humble. No anger, no waste of time discussion. No anger, no showing off, no pride, no revenge. Smiling on the face. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's akhlaq husna, no enmity with people, zahiri externally, sunnah on the external. That's when a person says that I have graduated. That's the completion of the project of life. Zahir and batin should be the same. And what do we call this? Tawbatan nusuh. The true tawbah. And what do you get when you do true tawbah? Fa'ulaika mubaddilu. Allah says, I will change the situation and I will improve your situation and I will flip your life towards the better. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.